Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Alrighty, talk to you later. Good afternoon.
Good morning, Elias.
And what shall we discuss, my friend?
Well, first of all, I would like to know, what was the session medley, these delays from my side?
And what is your assessment?
My assessment is, it gave me time to think over the question, and it seems that it was not the perfect timing for the session. And also, I think the main point is to be interconnected more with Mary.
I would agree. I would also express that this has offered you time to prioritize what you want to discuss, and has afforded you a time framework in which you could be less distracted.
Mm-hmm. Okay. About the focal impression. We both share a colorful French focus with Julie. You are a horny, handsome nobleman, and Julie and myself are bisexual females. In this emotional threesome relationship, which was like a roller coaster, we all expressed great pleasure and great turmoil, sometimes at the same time. You were teaching us how to fence and enjoyed having two women in your bed. Am I correct?
Yes, you are.
Ooh, this is a nice focus. How many focuses do I share with Rose, and in how many of them I'm a physician or a shaman and be supportive in healing issues?
To the first question, ...72... And to the second question, 12.
Mm-hmm. Sabrina and my mother, are they soulmates of me?
Yes.
And Linus and Inge, are they soulmates?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How many focuses do Ben and Kerstin share, and are they soulmates as well?
Yes, and I would express ...214.
So it seems that Ben has a lot of soulmates around him.
I would agree. And I would agree that that is very creative.
Yes, it is. How many essence are observing Inge and how many myself currently? Because Inge has the feeling that quite a lot.
And your impressions?
Well, Inge's, I would say, 102.
Increase that by 2.
104. And myself?
And your impression?
124.
Correct.
That's a lot, okay. How many shamanic focuses do I have? My impression is 247.
Reverse the last two numbers.
Ah. Inge is asking, why are so many essences observing us right now?
I would express that this is not unusual, and in that it is an interest in shifting.
Mm-hmm. Do I had a famous current female focus in India that is not really happy with being famous, and she's associated with the Gandhi clan alliance?
Yes.
Okay. The Indian chief spotted tail. Is it the focus of me?
Observing.
Observing. Ah. The encounter with a squirrel I somehow associate with luck, but often I do not perceive it to be a lucky day if I met a squirrel. Can you explain this a bit to me?
I would express that this is imagery of being spontaneous and playful. And in that, it creates that association of being lucky.
And can you tell me my focus animal?
And your impression?
I would say it's a hawk.
A falcon.
So, nearby. The shared focus in which you created this massage stone that I'm going to materialize in this focus is in China, correct?
Yes.
And we are living next to a huge river. You male, me female, correct?
Yes.
I think I started to connect to my focus there and offer information about the action I want to accomplish. Is this correct? And can you give me some advice how to proceed in this issue?
Yes, you are correct. And I would express that the manner in which you can continue is to, first of all, allow yourself to generate a state of being or a feeling of being female first. Allowing yourself to connect to the female gender will allow you to more easily connect to this other focus. You can do this in visualizations, or you can do this prior to your sleep state, allowing yourself to connect within dreams. But with that action specifically beforehand of moving into that state of experiencing yourself as female. You can also include a brief visualization of being Asian female.
Okay, thank you. Recently, Katharina often complains abdominal pain. Can you tell me what is going on? Is it her fear?
And in your assessment?
Well, I think it is a fear of change.
I would agree, but I would express that it is not entirely black and white. It is not necessarily only fear of change that is occurring, but it is fear of anticipated or possible changes, or imagined changes.
Okay, thank you. I have a feeling that a couple of days ago her energy changed quite a bit. Can you explain this? What was going on there and why she had this impression?
and your assessment thus far?
Well, my assessment is that she cleared a lot of fear. And also she was opening up new neurological pathways and is dealing with a much different energy now.
I would agree, but I would also express, in addition to that, a new beginning of self-empowerment, but also a new beginning of self-calming.
Self-calming? Uh-huh. And she is currently still assimilating and adopting to this new energy, and this is the reason why she's not motivated to do much?
Yes.
Okay. Well, the main topic I want to talk to you is my two last ayahuasca experience. In the previous one, I draw again this shaman focus to myself. And one of the first things he told me was, you should stay on the path. And he was leading me to a state or a place. And I would like to know what you can tell me about this path. Why did he mention stay on the path? And what is this path?
I would express that the path is symbolic. It is imagery that is being expressed in relation to remaining centered and focused within yourself. And in this, emphasizing that aspect of maintaining being centered, for in that it allows you to more clearly assess your own wisdom.
Mm-hmm. And the place or the state he was leading me, was this a state that was familiar to this shamanic focus?
Yes.
And what did I say? I haven't so much clear information about it. I know I did there something, but I can't really recall what I did there.
This is, as you are aware, more a state of being than an actual place, although it can be accompanied by imagery. But in this, it is a state of balance that creates a continuous state of satisfaction regardless of what is occurring physically. This is a challenging state of being to accomplish, for maintaining that steadiness in a state of satisfaction in which whatever is being expressed physically is not allowed to disrupt that, can be a challenging action. But exceptionally beneficial, not merely to yourself, but to all that is around you.
That's why I express this tremendous self-love in this state and self-acceptance.
Yes, very much so. For a state of continuous self-satisfaction would include a tremendous appreciation, a tremendous acceptance, and an expression of a genuine knowing of self and being comfortable in that knowing of self. Which is not to say that you would never more present yourself with challenges, for that is an aspect of expanding. But that the challenges are welcomed and are not disruptive of that continuous state of satisfaction.
Mm-hmm. And I fear that not completely, but a lot of this state is still inside me. I can feel it.
Yes, I would agree, and I am quite understanding, which is greatly to be acknowledged. For as you continue to feel it, that allows you more accessibility to reinforce it and to maintain it.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. And the last ayahuasca experience was even more incredible, Elias, in many ways. I was again this one expression, but with a much, much wider awareness as essence. Again, I draw this channel focus to myself, but this time he asked me to lead. I asked him to show me how to speak to my body consciousness, and he did. And the image I presented was like he was making smoke, and I inhaled the smoke and assimilated, like the ability to talk to my body consciousness. Can you tell me what I did in this image, and if I was successful to incorporate a method, or I don't know how you call it?
Yes. I would express that you were successful. And I would express that in that success, you can also incorporate this symbolically as a method yourself in any time framework, objectively, to be connecting with your body consciousness rather than actually incorporating physical smoke. You can generate a visualization and produce the image of smoke that you can draw in physically or inhale, and in that, as smoke is very translucent, it can permeate every aspect of your body consciousness, and you can use that imagery to be assessing any different aspect of your body consciousness or the body consciousness as a whole. You can also use that as a method for not merely discovery, but also for change. As a hypothetical example, let us say that perhaps you incorporated some type of irritation with the body consciousness. Perhaps a stomach irritation. You could incorporate this smoke as a method of visualizing the smoke, visualizing yourself breathing in the smoke, allowing that imagery of the smoke to fill every aspect of your body consciousness, and to use it to be the indicator of the area in which there is some disturbance or discomfort. As we are generating the example of the stomach, the smoke would then gather into the stomach area and become denser, therefore become darker in color. And in that, it does not dissipate the smoke from all of your body consciousness, but in that area of the stomach, the smoke becomes denser and then therefore becomes darker. Now, what you can do in relation to the other smoke that is permeating all of your body consciousness is you can manipulate that and allow it to begin to move and circulate and move it into a spinning motion around the denser, darker smoke area. And the movement in that circular direction around the denser smoke serves to dissipate the density, such as a wind blowing snow. That even if snow has fallen and collected in a drift, a wind can arise and blow that snow and dissipate it. In a very similar manner, you can use the smoke from the other areas of the body consciousness to move in this swirling motion around the denser smoke and dissipate that denser energy of that darker smoke and therefore manipulate it in a manner to alleviate it. In which it does not eliminate it. What it does is it allows that denser smoke to move, and in that action, it reassimilates itself into the other smoke. And therefore, it all becomes one again.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
After these actions, I started to release a lot of my fears. And in releasing the fear, I heavily vomited. I do not perceive myself as a fearful person, but I saw how much fear in so many different ways I do hold, like most human beings do, and I started to release it step by step. During this action, I clearly saw how I had forced myself in the last year to widen and to step further into the shift. I saw all my accomplishments, and they are quite amazing, and I do fully appreciate them. Can you give me some general thoughts about that?
And what fears did you address to specifically? What did you discover, and what fears did you dissipate?
It was funny, Elias, when it was that I didn't address to specifically, I mean, I know what is a gun. It is a fear that I will have not have money, and I release the fear of doing something wrong, but it was more so I sense these energy as fear, and it was coming up, and I started to vomit, and I know that I have let it go. Does it make sense to you?
Yes. What would you describe as the actions that you incorporated in this process? I'm aware that you were not planning this.
No, definitely not.
But in that, allowing yourself to spontaneously generate this movement, what actions did you generate in relation to dissipating these fears?
What action? Except vomiting, you mean, or what?
Yes.
Yeah, I vomited.
But...
Oh, except... Yes. Well, I realize that I hold a lot of fears. And it was like I was picking me some of the fears that I don't want to hold any longer. And these, step by step, I vomited out.
And that is precisely what I am inquiring. What were the step by step? What did you feel?
Well, I feel, it was funny, I started to vomit, and then I asked myself what I am doing here. And my answer was clearly, I am relieving fear. Okay, I started, and I said, well, okay, I will allow it. I don't fight with myself. I just let it out. And then there was a time when I was doing other stuff, and then suddenly again, the next fear was kind of addressed, and I started to vomit again. And then I had a time where I did other stuff, and then again, the next fear came. And so I started to vomit, and I saw that I wanted to stop. I told myself, well, I released 50% of all the fear I want to let go. And I said to myself, well, this is enough. Don't overdo it. But I couldn't stop. I released more and more and more fear. I stopped with 95%. And then I said, well, this was kind of pushing me.
And in that, what did you do allowing yourself to intentionally stop?
Well, I thought 95% is enough. I want to keep those 5%. It was like in the last session I asked you about I released 98% of my essence fear, and somehow I felt it's okay to let the 2% stay, and it was like the same. I felt it's okay to let the 5% stay.
Therefore, would you express that when you chose to stop, you chose to acknowledge what you had done, acknowledge what you accomplished, and allowed yourself to relax?
Yes, I acknowledged it. I did really know what I accomplished. I mean, I was a bit in a struggle because I know it would have been enough to release 50%. And I know that it is kind of my, well, I don't know. It was my, come on, we started this thing, let's get through it all.
But when you accomplished that and when you acknowledged it and you acknowledged your accomplishment, did you allow yourself and did you feel yourself actually physically relaxing?
Yes, after this I really relaxed. And the funny thing was, because I was in the state, I told you, you can say, or you can assess my energy, I was so much a sense, I think it is as much as it was translatable with a focus, isn't it?
Yes.
I sensed I was both. I was as sensed, I could clearly see what I did, all my focuses, everything, and every information was available to me. And on the same side, I saw my focus. So I was holding to both. And what I did after this, I was actually assessing and merging with other persons. And what then happened is, whenever I merge with a person that had lots of fear, I immediately started to limit again, as it was my own fear, but it was not my fear, it was their fear.
And this is significant. This is an interesting point, my friend, for I will express to you that this is an action that occurs at times, not very often, but in some expressions with some creatures that they do naturally. Assuming an expression of energy and expelling it, not holding to it. Now, the reason this is significant that you engaged that action is that, generally speaking, the type of animal that would generate that action, but even this animal, they are not many that move into that much of the action, but the type of animal would be a canine. Dogs are the one species of animal that has been very, very closely associated with humans throughout the entirety of your history, without interruption. And therefore, this particular species of animal has created a very strong connection with your species. Now, they do express a natural ability for healing, and some of them do incorporate a very similar type of action in assuming the energy of a human but not holding to it and immediately expelling it, and dependent upon the extreme or the intensity of the energy, it may influence the animal to vomit. Now, what is different with the animal is that they do not incorporate the beliefs and the influences of the beliefs that you do. Therefore, for the animal, this is a natural action to not hold to the energy that they assume, to absorb an energy but to not hold it and to immediately expel it. For a human, this is an accomplishment to actually generate that type of action. For you doing incorporate very strong influences of beliefs, and in that it influences you to respond very differently. Therefore, moving in directions of assuming or merging with or connecting with another individual's energy in which you allow yourself to pull that into your energy and experience it, to feel it, and to allow yourself to expel that quickly is quite definitely an accomplishment. I would express that, generally speaking, most individuals would not necessarily allow themselves to expel that energy immediately or very quickly, and that generates difficulties and challenges and what you would term to be problems. Whereas you are expressing that you allowed yourself to generate a very similar action that you did with yourself with other individuals. This is very much so an action that would be associated with what we were speaking of previously in relation to maintaining that constant state of satisfaction. Not that you will not present to yourself challenges or different expressions or outside expressions that may not be comfortable, but that they do not compromise or interrupt your own state of being of satisfaction. And this action is significantly associated with movement into that state. For this is a recognition of your own ability to connect with, to be interconnected, to even merge with other energies, to allow yourself to assume them, to allow yourself to intertwine those energies with your own, but also to expel them and not allow them to disrupt your energy, and therefore not to allow them to be affecting of you personally.
That's great. So if I understand you correct, it is healthy for me, and it is also healthy for the person that I merged with.
Yes.
So I really, all the person I merged with, I took some fear from them and expelled them?
Yes.
Oh. Because... I finally have to stop it because I couldn't stand it anymore. Every time I connected with a person, the same procedure happened. So my question is, how can I merge so fully as I did with a person without getting so involved with these other's energy? How are you doing this?
That would depend upon what you actually want to do, for there are many different manners in which you can accomplish, dependent upon what you are actually doing and how to manipulate it. In this, first let me express to you that the action of vomiting is an action of expelling energy. Generally, it is an action of expelling either an energy that is very intense and extreme, or an energy that is somewhat toxic in your terms. Now, there are other manners in which you can accomplish that without generating the action of vomiting, which is somewhat more violent than other actions. But that, once again, would depend upon the energy. In some situations, that may be the most efficient or the most effective manner to expel the energy, dependent upon how toxic or how intense the energy is. If it is...
You can sense it. Some of them are quite intense, and I would say they are really blocking and so fearful, isn't it?
Yes. And if the individual is expressing that type of energy in an extreme, and you are merging with that, and you are assuming that energy or assimilating that energy into your own, that may be the most effective manner for you to very quickly or immediately expel that energy. There are other manners in which you can do that in less extreme or less toxic expressions of energy, and in that, recognize that whatever manner you engage, it will be some physical action. You will physically expel the energy. Therefore, it would
require... So I don't have to judge it next time I'm doing this.
Correct. Now, also, let me express to you, yes, it is beneficial to you and it is beneficial to the other individual. That is not to say that you may connect with an individual's fear, allow yourself to pull that energy to yourself and expel it, and therefore have eliminated that energy from the other individual. That may not necessarily occur, for the other individual may move in the direction of redeveloping that energy again, but it may be less in the next experience.
A great accomplishment in my tumor energy also.
Yes, I would agree.
I didn't recognize that it is beneficial for the others. I thought it is just the experience of merging and how to deal with such energies. I haven't thought that it is beneficial for the others, but that's good to know.
Yes, it is.
Oh, so after I stopped focusing and merging with the others, I entered the state which is just amazing. I told you, I was fully aware that I'm essence. And would you agree that this was really an extraordinary situation?
Yes.
I mean, and also I think Inge was there, and I think it was quite beneficial because when Inge weren't there, I might have drifted into the essence room. So Inge was talking with me and I could sustain, or I could hold my objective here, and also I was fully aware of my essence. Is that correct?
Yes, which is the point. I would express to you, my friend, you have offered yourself a taste of the state of being of remembrance.
Yes, I thought so. I thought people must feel, if they are completely shifted, they must feel similar.
Yes.
Because you have both. You know you are focused and you know you are essence, and you know everything. You know actually every little detail you want to know. Immediately you want to know it, you know it.
And there is no separation.
It is what? Unbelievable.
I would congratulate you on your process of shifting.
Yeah, it feels really great. And I want to know, Elias, I have the feeling that this is a direction I may want to follow, like channeling myself without being the man in the middle. Do you understand me?
Yes.
And would you agree that this is one of my desires?
Yes. Although I would express that in that action, it would be similar to the energy exchange that I engage with Michael, but not with another essence.
So there would be less distortion?
Yes, but there would also be, in the time framework that you are engaging it, much less objective awareness of what you are doing. There may be a slight awareness, but if you want to generate what you are expressing in the manner that you are expressing without the man in the middle, that would require disengaging the objective aspect of yourself.
Which is quite difficult, I guess.
That is dependent upon the individual and the situation. It is not necessarily difficult once you are aware of what you are doing, but initially to allow yourself to disengage that objective awareness temporarily is somewhat challenging.
But, I mean, I did it in this state, isn't it?
Yes.
But I was objective aware of everything. I could talk within it, so then my objective was there. And also, I could switch to the other side and assess all the information as essence. I did it.
Yes, I would agree. Now, to channel that without the man in the middle would require that action of setting aside the objective awareness. For the man in the middle is that objective awareness of you in this focus. Yes, you can be aware of yourself as essence, but you are also accustomed to thinking. And when you engage thinking, that is the aspect of the man in the middle.
Okay, but you would agree that this is definitely a desire I can follow?
Yes, I would. And I would express that it is not impossible to generate that action in the state that you were engaging previously if you can disengage the thinking aspect.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I will think about it. And during this state, I inserted the winning of the lottery jackpot, as you know. And I did not express a tremendous happiness in accomplishing this, but I saw the bigger picture. I saw what all the goods and the challenges it was, and I was really satisfied. And this adventure did hold my curiosity and my motivation, and it paid out well. It did not pay any more attention to this action while I was in the state, but 2 days after this, I checked my email and the winning was gone, so I removed it again. Would you agree?
Yes.
So, there was a puzzle. I couldn't understand why I did it, because I felt quite satisfied. But finally, I found out there are three parts of it. The main part is, I think it is, if you are engaging a process, and the process takes quite a time. Before you really reach the point that you can insert it, you stop and recheck everything if you really want to, or if you still want to engage this action, because in the process many things have changed. This is, I think, the main reason I removed it. Would you agree?
Yes.
The second, much smaller, is I'm still a bit afraid of giving the ayahuasca the power, isn't it?
Yes.
And the third one was, if I really insert it, I would do it with a quite objective awareness. I am stopping and I am now can choose really objective if I do it or if I do it not.
Yes. And let me express to you, my friend, that is significant. For I will express to you one factor that is significant in this type of action that individuals generally do not necessarily consider when they are attempting to consider potential obstacles in creating such an action as winning the lottery intentionally, that if you produce intentionally some type of action such as this, and it may not be as grand as winning the lottery, but when you produce an action intentionally that you think or that you